can see clearly now. He came to himself. And he said, I got the plant, but I left the source. I got the plant, but I left the source. I got the fish, but I left the water. I got the blessing, but I left the blesser. Absolutely. I got the healing, but I left the healer.
Absolutely.
I ran off with the stuff without the source. I will arise. This is what an epiphany will do for you. When you're surrounded by pigs, if you want to know who you are, show me who you hang out with. When you're surrounded by pigs and you know you're with them, but you're not really one of them. Oh, I got to stop right there just a minute. There's a lot of people you run with that you are not one of them. But because they accept you, you're a prince hanging out with a pig.
My God.
And of course the pig needs you.
Of course.
And of course the pig likes you. And of course the pig makes you feel important. It's a pig. It's got nothing to lose.
Absolutely.
You're a prince in a field of pigs. There's something wrong with it. Anytime you seek the lowest and not the highest. Anytime you feel more comfortable with less than you do with more, with down instead of up. Anytime you will not give yourself permission to get up and instead lay in the hog pen of a bed full of excuses and a butt packed with mud. Gnats around your head, flies all in your hair, and you're a child of the King. Hush-a, glory to God, humble-sha, glory to God, glory to God. You're a child of the King. You're not a pig. You're a child of the King. And the moment he had epiphany, the first thing he said, even before he said anything about his father, is, I will arise. Now somebody tell him, I'm getting up out of this. Just because it comforts me does not mean it compels me.
Bless you, sir.
Often what comforts us does not compel us, because what comforts us requires nothing of us. The pigs ask nothing of him. And so he could lay with the pigs and would fain have filled his belly with the corn husk that the swine did eat. We don't even eat corn husk. Ain't a person in this room cook corn husk. He wanted to fill his belly with the leftovers, with what the pigs left over. And all the while, the clock is ticking.
Help, God, help.
And the first thing he realizes, I can't go till I get up. So watch this, brothers. Oh, it feels so good. It feels like family all in the room. He makes a decision. I don't think there's anything as powerful as a decision. A decision is one of God's great gifts he gave to men. He didn't give it to chickens. He didn't give it to goats. He didn't give it to apes. He didn't give it to snakes. He gave it to us, the power to make a decision. The I will, Shundo. The I will is our answer to God's I am. I will arise. And instead of waiting on my father to come to me, because some of you, I ain't going to forgive him till he comes to me. I'm not going to take it till he come to me. I'm not going to change till they come to me. You're going to die with pigs. Because you need an epiphany. He says, I will arise and go to my father's house. And this is, watch this, watch this. I ain't going back talking about it. If I did anything to offend you. He took complete responsibility for what he did. Long may you live. We preach together. We preach together, me and you, we preach together. That should put your face on my table. We preach together. He comes in and he says, I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as a hired servant. Because ever since I had an epiphany, I missed what I left so bad that I would rather be a servant in your house. A slave in your house is better than a free man lost. When I was thinking about it, Jackie, I thought about how Hagar got smart with Sarai. She the slave, she got smart with the woman of the house, packed her stuff and ran out into the desert, thinking because she was around greatness that she had become greatness. Some folks you can't let around you because they can't handle being around you because they start thinking it's them. And the arrogance, oh God, I'm preaching this morning. I believe I'm gonna get this CD myself. The arrogance, sometimes God can't let you in the room because you can't handle the room. Hagar gets in the room with greatness and she can't handle it. Now she's telling her boss off. Are you a fool? Now she done got out in the desert, left her job, went out in the desert with her baby, and almost died. And God told her, go back to your mistress, Sarai, because I have put your provision in her house. Can you imagine Hagar having to go back and say, I know I slammed the door and walked out and didn't give a notice and quit and ran off, but the Lord gave me an epiphany and I wanted to come back and can I wash your sheets for you and set out the tables for you? See how humble you gotta be to make a change, to make a change. Do you see how much crow you got to eat when you done showed off and walked away? It wasn't that God hadn't provided for her, but he provided for her in Sarai's house. That doesn't mean he'll provide for you in the desert. The provision was conditional on the place.
Always.
If you leave the place, you leave the provision. Am I saying anything worthwhile? So I'm gonna wrap up with this. He said, make me one of your hired servants. His father ran out there and kissed his neck and hugged him, and he stayed. And gnats are in his hair, and flies are all around him. And he's got manure between his toes. And he smells like a pig. And there was no hotel to shower in before he got back home. And he'd been walking for miles to get back. And he's sweaty, and he's musty, and he's smelly, and he's broken, and he's wounded. But he's my son.
Absolutely.
Do you know God loves you like that? That he'll take you. He's my son. And the son says, Daddy, look, I don't expect things to be like it was. Step two, don't come back expecting things to be like it was after you have proven to be unfaithful. Don't come back and expect everything to be normal. He said, I don't expect it to be like it was. It might be normal, but don't you demand it. Because before you make demands, be sure you're in demand. Come on with this, come on with this, come on with this. So he said, make me a hired servant. Make me a hired servant, even though I'm related to you. Even though I got your nose and your lips and stuff. And I got my grandmama's forehead and my grandfather's ears. I like I'm not related and work for you like a servant.
Absolutely.
If you let me back, because there's something about being in the right place. If there wasn't something about being in the right place, you wouldn't be here this morning. There's something about being in the right place that provokes a blessing. And he went back home, and his father said, told the servants, he told the servants. The father told the servants. The old man was loaded. The father told the servants. The boy had been talking to pigs. The father's talking to servants. He said, bring the robe and put it on him. Covered up everything he had done wrong. Put the ring on his finger. The ring was the family crest that identified him as one of them. You don't belong out there with them. You belong with us.